Filthy Beautiful Lies, written by Kendall Ryan, narrated by Ava Erickson. Prologue. Tonight, I will be sold to the highest bidder. As I stand here in this quiet room, I try to find that little voice of reason telling me I'm doing the right thing. She's nowhere to be found. Traitorous whore. I meet my dim blue gaze in the mirror and remind myself that I'm entering into this arrangement knowingly and by choice. Not the choice I want to make, certainly not my life's ambition, but it's a choice I have to make in order to save someone I love. In another hour, I will belong to someone, a man with sick needs and fetishes that propel him to purchase his companion rather than date a normal girl. Heaven help me. Chapter 1. Sophie. I've been told that I could go for more than $250,000, and maybe more given that I'm still a virgin. The money will mean the difference between life and death for my twin sister and best friend in the whole world. It will mean I can pay the fees to get her into the experimental treatment program for advanced stage ovarian cancer. We're both just 21 years old and have barely lived. When she got cancer at age 19 and had a hysterectomy, I promised her I'd carry her babies someday, a promise I intended to keep. And now she's facing death in a matter of months if I don't intervene, which is why I'm standing in the dimly lit dressing room, applying my third coat of mascara, and dressed only in a pair of panties. I'd found out about this place completely by coincidence. A few weeks ago, I would have never believed places like this existed. I'd been searching online for money-making schemes, something, anything that could help me raise the $300,000 we needed. My parents made ends meet, but just barely, so I knew it was up to me. My job searches turned out to be a joke. My skills could earn me minimum wage waiting tables. That's when my internet searches got more interesting and my attitude bolder. I agreed to interview at a local strip club. As if the interview itself wasn't embarrassing enough, being asked to undress in front of the club's owner and prove my non-existing dancing abilities. When he'd asked how much money I hoped to make dancing, and I said $300,000 the next few months, he'd laughed in my face and told me to get dressed. It was obvious to us both that...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?